Sudan is making another move against Christians, and it doesn't look good. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got more details on the situation there and some urgent prayer needs that are coming up. And then, you don't have to be a missionary to help with missions. All it takes is going through your bookcase. That story in about 3 minutes. But first, in the case of three Christians convicted of state crimes in Sudan, the window for appeals is closing. See, we're nearing the end of a 15-day time frame after an unexpected decision to throw the book at the three on January 29th. There's also an emerging case that is causing some unease, says Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern.
Another issue that we're aware of is plans to shut down about 25 churches. There have been developments in that regard, and that's another legal situation which is likely to develop soon.
The government accuses the churches of trespassing.
Within the context of the closure of churches, the demolition of certain churches, they're not specifically saying certainly that they're targeting churches, but that's without a shadow of doubt. As I say, there are 25 churches that are currently have demolition orders against them.
So what is going on in Sudan? It's a fulfillment of President Omar al-Bashir's promise to return the country to Islamic law, which means
A steady process of removing Christianity from the country, essentially.
The impact on gospel work? Well, there have been thousands who fled. At the same time,
a great many are able to stay and to continue their work and are determined to be promoting the gospel there and to be continuing in their work.
So what do we do with this information? Well, we can share the stories that aren't in the headlines. And then?
They are asking for continued prayer to stand firm, to continue to serve and to reflect the gospel in their lives.
January was Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and the Jesus Film Project had their 31 Days of Compassion to collect Magdalena discipleship packs for trafficking victims. Now they're extending the 31 Days of Compassion through the end of February and including other pregnancy and prison ministries to women. The Jesus Film Project's Nancy Beard explains what their Magdalena film is about.
Magdalena presents a very clear and simple message about who Jesus is and how he cares for women and wants to heal, forgive, and set them free from whatever circumstances they find themselves in.
One ministry that'll get the Magdalena discipleship packs is called There Is Hope for Me. Beard shares the reaction of the founder, Katarina.
Her ministry mentors abused girls, some as young as 14, in strip clubs, casinos, jails, and group foster homes. Kat said, "I think Magdalena was made for us. From the minute I heard about the Magdalena film, I knew it was perfect for our girls and we needed to be a part of this."
The Jesus Film Project wants to distribute at least 100 discipleship packs. If you want to support the project, we'll give you links and more details at missionnews.org. And then mission work isn't just for missionaries, per se. It's actually for the whole church, whether you're supporting by praying, giving, or going. And even when you're helping from afar through prayers or financial support, it does make a difference. Take this story from Jason Wolford of Christian Resources International about a little boy named Johnny who was blessed by a book distribution in 2009.
With those books and those Bibles, this little boy was so excited about getting the Word of God and having a Bible, and he got saved, and he was excited in sharing the extra copies of Bibles and Christian books to his village and friends in Haiti.
Now, sadly, this same child was killed a year later in the big earthquake, but underneath the pain of loss, joy still remains. Wolford says,
"Because of our mission, because of people that are listening who decided to share their extra Bible or Christian book sitting on their shelf, or people supporting us financially, that we were able to send the Word of God, a used book that had some value or little to none for people here in the U.S., had a great value not only to this boy, but eternity. He got saved. He's with the Lord."
Read the full story at missionnews.org. And there, we have details to help you get started. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.